When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, I'm Paul Stevenson, and this is VRP Rocks, the ultimate classic rock podcast that says that my music is better than yours. Now, as you can already tell, this is an extra special episode of the podcast because I'm out on location. In fact, I'm currently with my very special producer and cameraman for today's episode, Craig Noble. Thank you very much, Craig. We're travelling down from the Highlands of Scotland to a very small little town called Troon, which is on the west coast of Scotland. Now, Troon is probably best known for golf, really. I think they're holding the Open sometime in the near future. Lots of golfers happening there. It's usually a sleepy sort of a place. But for this weekend, it's going to turn into quite raucous because, well, Winter Storm Festival is taking place. Now, Winter Storm is a festival that's been going since 2016. I'll be honest with you, I'd never heard of it, despite living in Scotland. It kind of passed my radar, but I interviewed Uli John Roth, and you can obviously listen to that episode. It was only a few weeks ago, so you can just scroll back through the episodes and find that one. And doing the research, I checked out where he was going, and he was on tour, and saw that he was heading to Troon in Scotland. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. What's all that about? Checked it out. Winter Storm 2023. So having looked at the bill, it's really exciting. It's got some great bands on there, a nice mix of old and new. So I thought I'd get in touch with the organisers and see if I could come down, review the event, get some interviews, take some videos, footage, that sort of thing. So that's exactly what I planned to do. Now, just as a heads up, this festival, as well as Uli John Roth, who I cannot wait to see on the Friday night, I think he's playing, on the Thursday night, Michael Schenker's going to be there. Him and Macaulay are going to be playing some of their big hits. Obviously, Michael Schenker, you know, from the early days of the Scorpions, and then UFO as well, and Michael Schenker Group and all that sort of stuff. Worked with so many people. Looking forward to seeing him on Thursday night. And then on the Saturday night, headlined by former Rainbow Man himself, Graham Bonnet. You know, Since You've Been Gone and Night Games and so many other big hits that he's been involved with Alcatraz. He's worked with Yngwie Malmsteen. He's worked with Steve Vai and all that sort of stuff. Now, I spoke to Graham Bonnet just a few months ago. You can check that one out again as well. Just scroll back through the VRP Rocks episodes and you can listen to the full interview with him talking about his career. So yeah, they're just three of the main headline acts that are going to be at this festival this weekend. There are others as well. Dutch Legends Focus are going to be there. I'm looking forward to seeing them. I interviewed Thijs, the front man from the band. That was very early on in the VRP Rocks episode. episodes, so you can check that one out. That's quite a way back. Focus is going to be there. FM are going to be there. UK rock band from the 80s. They toured on Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet tour. I think they supported Bon Jovi on that one. So, yeah, they've certainly been there and done that. They've paid their dues. Always good to see live as well. I've seen them before. They always bring a lot of energy, a lot of sing-along classics to their repertoire as well. You've got Paul Di'Anno, who's going to be singing here. He's the original Iron Maiden singer. Did the first couple of albums before Bruce Dickinson came on, so he'll be on stage. Another former guest on VRP Rocks, a man I've spoke to a couple of times, met in person before as well. Doogie White is always a top laugh, is Doogie, so looking forward to catching up with him. I'll see if I can get him for an interview as well. That'd be wonderful. Doogie, I love Doogie. He, of course, he's worked with Richie Blackmore, and Richie Blackmore's Rainbow did an album with him. He's again worked with Yngwie and Michael Schenker and so many other people, so looking forward to seeing him. There's some newer bands as well, a German band called The New Roses. I'm looking forward to catching up with them because they've got some great tunes. They had a big song which did well on the radio, Down by the River, so that's one that stands out to me. Massive Wagons is another band that starting to do some things over here in the UK. Their latest album, I think, went top 10. So they're really, really exciting. A really over-the-top sort of band. So interesting to see them. There's some other kind of 80s bands. Tyketto are going to be here. Praying Mantis are going to be here as well. So, yeah, it's a real mix of old and new. There's going to be something for everybody. I've been told it's the best, or one of the best, at least, small festivals in the UK on the circuit. So I'm so, so looking forward to heading down and checking out everything the Troon and Winterstorm Festival 2023 has to offer. It's going to be absolutely epic. So this episode, I'm hoping, because obviously I'm recording this in advance, is going to be full of the interviews and the people that I meet along the way, maybe clips from some of the songs from the bands that we hear, and a nice wrap-up as well. And I thank the guys for Winterstorm 2023 for allowing me and Craig to head down the road and get some stuff. And again, if you check out VRP Rocks on social media, I'll try and get some stuff up over the weekend of the people we meet, the things we see, the things we get up to, and on YouTube as well, VRP Rocks YouTube channel. I'm sure I'll be putting up some of the long-form interviews and different bits and bobs on there, so Craig's going to be working hard getting them edited and filmed and everything else as well. So loads coming up on VRP Rocks from Winterstorm 2023. But this is just the introduction. Let's find out how we get on. Now, honestly, my 4.5 hour drive was bad enough from the Highlands of Scotland, but this man, he didn't drive. He had to fly, and not just from Stornoway or one of the islands, no, not even from Europe, not from America. This guy flew from the other side of the world. Where did you come from, Neil?
I came from New Zealand, a place called Palmerston North.
New Zealand, he came all this way.
Just for this.
For Winterstorm?
Yep, absolutely. The third one I've done now.
Wow.
Fantastic gig. It's just a fantastic place. I meet same people, get to meet the bands, great beer, everything. It's just a fantastic time.
Now, obviously, you've got a Scottish accent. It's not a New Zealand accent. We can hear that. So, where were you from originally?
I was born in Glasgow, raised in Arbroath, but I moved to New Zealand 27 years ago.
27?
Yeah.
Wow. So, this is your third Winterstorm. Who are you most excited to see?
Well, for me, I've never seen Michael Schenker, so that's going to be a top one. It's going to be a top one. Also, Praying Mantis again. I saw Praying Mantis back in the day with Iron Maiden on the first tour, and Tigers of Pantang. Love Tigers of Pantang, so for me. But also some of the new bands, like Ash and Reach, I saw last year when I was here. They're fantastic. They're really, really good.
Incredible stuff. Thank you so much, Neil, for coming.
That's lovely. No problem. Take care of yourself.
Cracking two bands to open up this year's Winterstorm Festival 2023. Jinani came on, blew the crowd away, loads of energy, loved it. And then Romeo's Daughter, a band that really started in the 80s. First album was produced by Mutt Lange. Everyone knows Mutt Lange, of course they do. They had songs which were some really big hits and have been covered by some big bands as well. Heart covered the songs, Eddie Money covered the songs. They went down an absolute treat, some sing-along anthems. It's been a really, really good start to the festival. Can't wait to see what's coming up next. Byron.
Yes, dude.
Honestly, you opened the whole proceedings for Winterstorm 2023.
Absolutely, man.
I mean, what an incredible festival. There's so many bands lined up, and to be the first act on and to have such a huge crowd.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
Wow.
It was, yeah, it's humbling. It's humbling. It's a privilege for us to be able to do that. And speaking to Ian afterwards, and he was like, we were a bit of a last minute addition. And he's like, who do we get to open the whole thing? And he was saying, like, maybe we should have been further up the bill, but they wanted somebody powerful to start off. And You know what? I think Dave said on stage, our hometown, Wolverhampton, I think we've played 6-7 times in the last 6 or 7 years. But, like, Scotland, we've played 15-16 times.
Wow.
So it's like...
home from home.
Second home. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. And it's because Black Country people like us and the Scottish people are so similar.
Yeah.
You get exactly what we're doing. It's balls out, rock and roll, and we have a good time, and we try to put as much energy as cross. Like, don't get me wrong, it's 2:30 in the afternoon
to go on
and, like, give it everything you've got. We'd been drinking since about 10 a.m.
Rock and roll, baby.
So, like, you know, we were trying to get there. But Dave said afterwards, he was like, you do realise that's the first time you've probably played to a sober audience.
Ish.
Because we are in
Scotland.
We're in Scotland.
Absolutely. And like you said, I mean, the whole venue was packed because everyone was trying to get in first orders. Like, queued out the door to start with. So you had probably the biggest crowd of the night.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a lot when we were first announced. I think there was a 15-minute window between doors opening.
Yeah, and you being
and
on.
Then there was a bit of a backlash, and it was like, we need more time. So they pushed everything like 30 minutes. Yeah. So doors opened at 2:00, we were on at 2:30. And to walk out and see that many people, it's just humbling, really is humbling.
Are you sticking around for the weekend? Or?
You know what, we'll stay tonight. We'll go home tomorrow because all our other halves will kill us otherwise. Like, you know.
Fair enough. So you're here to see Michael Schenker? Because everyone seems to be here to see Michael
Schenker. Absolutely. Yeah. I saw him last at Stone Dead last year.
Yeah.
He's a legend, isn't he?
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
Spot on. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Byron. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, man.
Cheers.
Here we go. I'm with Timmy from the Two Roses.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, you've played just before Michael Schenker came on.
Yes.
And you blew the roof off the place.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the second time here, so we kind of knew what was about to happen, but every time we're here, it's just blowing our minds as well, man.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys on the stage, you rock the place. So in terms of the banana, I mean, what's going on there?
I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, but she was so serious about it. I thought I thought maybe it's a Scottish tradition or whatever, you know? She was so like, here's the banana! And I'm like, I'm in the middle of my set. What am I supposed to do? And it was really dark and brown already. I think maybe she brought it from whatever and she kept it for 2 weeks or whatever.
That's not good.
So yeah, but that was the banana incident.
The banana incident. The Winter Storm 2023 banana incident. That's all we need to say.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll caption that. That's it. But you guys, you went down an absolute storm. You got some big hits. I was singing along.
Thank you. Six-pack
down by the river.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a huge track.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been out since 2019 on a Nothing But Ride record. And it was kind of a breakthrough. It put us everywhere on the radio, put us all over, all on the festivals, all over the place. So we're very happy with that song.
And obviously, German band coming to the UK. I mean, the reception you got from the audience, the crowd, I mean, fantastic for you guys.
Yes. You know, back then when we started the band, you know, everybody was like, you shouldn't sing in English, you're a German band, you know?
Mm.
But we had bigger plans. We thought like, hey, we want to just not only play in Germany, you know, we want to travel all over the place. So I kind of sat down and I learned how to speak English properly because we had the big plan, you know.
And then we speak about the English and they got Uli and we've got Michael Schenker playing as well this weekend and the Scorpions are big and they sing in English. So were they big influences for you?
Not really in the first place. Of course, you know, like the influence that it had on us was It Is Possible.
Yes.
That was the
main thing,
you know.
Yeah.
I don't come from hard rock exactly into the band, but seeing those guys, and we toured with the Scorpions, we played a festival with Michael Schenker this year in Germany, and to see what they have accomplished, you know, it's always such a big motivation for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what are you guys up to next then? What's going on in the world of the New Roses?
So we're very sad that we finish our UK tour this Sunday in London. Then we go back, have 2 days off, then we play the last 4 or 5 shows in Germany. And then it's Christmas time, I guess, you know. But we have to work on a new record, and next year we're going to release, and then we start all over again.
So new album for 2024?
Yeah, it's all planned.
Oh,
and then we,
so good.
Fucking, what else is there to do, you know?
Play music and rock on.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Timmy. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure talking to you. Keep it up, guys.
Where have you come from, Mad Louie?
I am from Western Isles of Scotland.
You've come from the Isles of Scotland, Stornoway?
Yes, Stornoway, best place ever.
So you've had to get a boat?
I actually flew it. I flew to Glasgow yesterday, and my friend Dougie McSween picked me up, and we came down today. You know, I stayed overnight. But you know what? I actually seen Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons play in the garage last night. So. Wow. Good start of the weekend.
Absolutely. Here for the whole weekend?
Here for the whole weekend.
And who are you most excited to see?
I've seen some beauties today. I've seen...
How good was Chez Kane, by the way?
Chez Kane. Oh, absolutely. She was amazing. I love to meet her, but look. New Roses. Oh, all great bands, but... not good. Paul Di- I love to see Paul Di'Anno.
Yes.
Green Bonnet.
Yeah.
A band I seen last year, Wicked Smile. Amazing band. Also, a good friend of mine I met last year, Kasty Palace from Australia.
Okay, yeah.
Became good friends, like meet her again, you know. So, yeah, a lot of great bands this year, you know.
And a quick plug, because you're a radio man yourself.
I'm a volunteer for a local radio station in Stornoway called Isles FM. And I host a show called The Metal Grinder on a Wednesday night from 8 to 10. I've been doing it for the past... Oh, bloody 18, 19
too
years. Too bloody long, yeah. But you know, I love it.
You do indeed. Mad Louie, it's a pleasure meeting you, mate.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure, man.
So here we are with the guys from Bad Actress. The guys have just played the other stage here. This is Toby and Chick. Guys, how are you getting on?
Yeah, doing great. Enjoying ourselves.
And the best thing for me is they've come from the north of Scotland, which is pretty much the drive I've just done this morning, about 4.5 hours down the road.
We feel your pain.
It's not easy at all. But you guys, you do like 80s kind of rock, and it's what we really like to see.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's got that throwback back, but obviously it's got that modern edge to it as well. We're not trying to completely break the wheel, but maybe just reshape it a little bit. So.
Absolutely. And Chick, I mean, you're a youngster compared to Toby over here. I don't take any offence to that, but
he's a father.
that's nice. So, how are you enjoying being part of the band, and how did you enjoy playing at Winterstorm?
Loving it. Yeah, it was excellent. This is the second time here, but it was brilliant. Yeah, really, really good. Seen lots of friendly faces as well. We'd seen us here before and things. So, it's always great to play here. Like. But we did notice it getting colder and colder as you come over the road. So loading stuff in front of the sea, I did almost take off a couple of guitars. And
Never good. Well, it's called Winterstorm for a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
The clue is in the name.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys sticking around for the whole weekend?
We're sticking tonight and a little bit of tomorrow, but we're performing in Inverness, actually, at the Rigmore Motel on Saturday. With a band called The Dehydro for their album launch. All their profits from the album are going to Mikey's Line, so really, really important gig, so we're quite happy to jump on the bill as well and have a bit of fun with them. So, got to travel back for that one.
See as much as we can tomorrow, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Michael Schenker tonight.
Oh, yeah,
that's why I'm here.
Has to be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Playing's a bonus, but I'm here for my...
Absolutely. Well, guys, absolute pleasure chatting with you, and best of luck with Bad Actress.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
So here we are backstage in the studio, as I like to call it, at Winterstorm Festival 2023, and I'm joined by the guys from Focus, Tice and Mena. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
A little bit of a journey for you today. You came up from the borders, Scottish borders, Galloway Shields.
Yeah, so it was not too much of a trouble. It was a nice, beautiful, very beautiful road. We really enjoyed the nature, and it was not too busy, so it was nice.
We actually played at church yesterday. We did.
Yeah.
There you go. Touring the churches all over Scotland, man.
A tour of churches, indeed. So this is your first time in Winterstorm. We were just chatting about this on the way in, your first time in Troon. What do you make of the lovely surroundings and the setting?
Very great. Very similar to Air. Air. What is it? Yeah. Yeah, we played Air a couple of times, so this is a new one for us, though. Yeah, it looks nice. It's always beautiful over here, man. I love it.
And you come to the UK an awful lot, don't you? You guys played, yes. You've done, what, last 2 weeks touring across the UK?
Yeah, more than 2 weeks we did, and this is the before last one.
One more to go.
One more in Southampton.
That's it, yeah. And you picked up a couple of nice awards, didn't you, at one of them? Yes. Tell me about that.
HRH gave us the awards. As a band, we are the number one, yeah.
International act.
International act. Yeah. And Pierre, our drummer, he got the number one drummer act, the drummer award. So we are very, very happy and pleased, of course.
Yeah, it's very, very
and thankful.
Very thankful, yeah, man. It's great.
Now, you guys, obviously, your career goes back a long, long way, doesn't it? And the UK have always been big fans of Focus. They've always supported you, and you've always come over here. So what do you think the connection is between what you do and your music and the people of the UK?
Yeah, if you can say what kind of people, they are very faithful. Faithful to us and faithful to our music. And that is a phenomenon that does not exist that much in our country. So we feel that more here in England than in Holland. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not more dedication to the, you know, from coming from the fans as well, you know. Yeah, it's all over the world, you know. But, you know, the UK is really a mainstay. It's like, it's like a home base almost.
And you've already got some concerts booked for next year as well. I think you're coming back is April and May and then later on as well.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff lined up already for coming spring and then back in the fall again as well. So we'll just keep it going. Keep it coming to you.
Absolutely. And obviously the tour that you do, you're the headliners, you've got a slightly longer set. And when you come to something like Winter Storm where the set's a bit shorter, how do you go about deciding which songs to play?
Yeah, that is kind of a difficult thing because most of our material is long. So we have to cut it really by purpose, you know, which we did. So for tonight, we have a 50-minute set, which I think is okay. It's not ideal, but it's okay for us to do it like
maybe
that.
Two or three songs then.
I think it's going to be four.
Yeah.
With a little bit of luck, it'll be four.
With you, man.
Yeah.
And as Winter Storm 2023, it's called Legends and Legacy. So just a quick chat on Legends. I mean, first you, Tice. I mean, in terms of your listening to music, who are your favorite bands and who have you most admired over the years?
Of course, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, the Beach Boys. I loved the Cream. I loved Jimi Hendrix, of course. Grace Jones in that production that she did.
She has a horn, right?
Have a horn.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of an old-fashioned taste I have, yeah, many others also.
Indeed. And you've obviously played on bills and sets and festivals and tours and things like that with so many legendary artists. I mean, who's the ones that stand out to you for over the years that you've performed with?
I would say Beach Boys. Yeah. In Reading, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, you played with Steely Dan, right?
Steely Dan.
Right. They were your support act, weren't they?
Once, yeah.
Unbelievable, right? Wow.
And the questions you met, I mean, who do you enjoy listening to the most? Who's your favorite band?
That's always very... it's kind of like the older you get, the harder it gets as well, right? But I'd say as far as guitar players, I think it's mostly Jimi Hendrix, Joe Satriani, and Joe Pass were the biggest influences on my playing. But looking at this festival, though, you know, there's a couple of old heroes of mine, you know. Paul Di'Anno, man. You know, I grew up listening to that stuff, man. You know, so that's really cool. Uli John Roth, huge, you know, hero. Michael Schenker, you've got him tomorrow, don't you? Last night. Yeah, fantastic player, you know what I mean? So, yeah, there's a lot of those people still playing. That's a good thing, you know. And it's a big honor for me to standing, like, you know, besides them on the same festival and stuff, of course, you know. It's like a dream come true, really, and...
Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. I'm looking forward to seeing your set and counting how many songs you managed to fit into it. And best of luck for tonight.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much for this interview also.
FBRP, of course. Stay tuned.
Well, here we are backstage again at Winterstorm 2023 with Jim. Jim, you've just come off stage. Rapturous applause.
Yeah, it's a great gig, really great gig. And it was sort of nice to... I've been involved with the history of the festival for a long time, so it was nice to get up there and do my set with my band, you know, after all this time, yeah.
Yeah, and you had the Status Quo drummer on there behind you as well.
Leon Cave playing drums with us, who, Status Quo drummer for the last 10 years. So, he's a great player, really great player.
Fabulous stuff. Now, as I said, Winterstorm, it's a wonderful location, isn't it? I mean, it's an unusual location, let's say that. It's right on the sea and it's kind of tucked away in Scotland, but it's a lovely location, great building. Everything just seems to work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I know the organisers of the festival, and I was a bit involved with the very first festival. I thought they were crazy when they said they wanted to do a rock festival in Troon in November. I thought, that's, obscene. It's just going to be freezing cold. But people love coming here, you know. It's a famous sort of seaside and golfing resort, and it's a very beautiful part of the world.
Absolutely, and the Open's coming here apparently, so that's a big draw, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you say people from all over, we've spoken to the guy that came over from New Zealand for this festival.
Oh my God, that is insane.
15, 16 countries people have come from.
So wow.
It just shows you how much it's grown. I'm saying, you know. But anyway, yeah, we were just walking through the hall there just to bring you to the backstage area, and people are patting you on the back, and it must be really nice because it's your solo material, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it went down a storm.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a pretty new thing for me, really. I've always done little bits and bobs, but it was mainly during the lockdown that I decided, I'm going to put some solo stuff out and see if I've got the time to do it. And I've put a couple of albums out in the last 3 years, and it's very different when you're in a band because... if people like it, you can sort of take the glory of it. If they don't quite like it, there's five of you to shield the criticism or whatever. But when it's yourself, that's a different kettle of fish altogether. And I put the first solo album out and it just got amazing reviews. And then I put the second one out and thought, oh God, how am I going to beat the first one? And that got great reviews. I don't know whether it's great or not, but the reviews were good. And it's very different, really. I'm so used to having somebody else front it and sing it and just doing my bit in the corner, and then to go out and be that person, and you have to think in a different way, and then when you get a reaction like that, it's pretty satisfying, to be honest with you. So,
even if anyone's not aware, Dead Man Walking's your last album that came out.
Yeah, yeah,
a great reception, as you said, and England's answer to Joe Bonamassa. That doesn't get more highly rated than that, does it?
I'm not really sure about that quote. I don't think anybody's Joe Bonamassa, really, apart from Joe Bonamassa. But if people think it's similar, then that's cool by me. But I'm not endorsing that, Joe. Okay. So
absolutely. And you're sticking around for the rest of the night? You're going to catch the rest of the bands?
Yeah, I'm here for the night, and looking forward to catching a few people. And I know Focus are playing next, and I love them. So yeah.
Just have the guys in as well. They're wonderful guys.
Feast Spanlier.
Yes, that's it. And last question then. Obviously, this is Legends and Legacies. That's how it's billed, this Winterstorm Festival. And so a question about legends. In terms of musical legends then, who are your favourite acts? Who did you grow up wanting to be like an admirer?
I think, my original guitar hero was Brian May. Okay. And I just wanted to be him, I think, really. And then you kind of, you get into something and you sort of wring every last drop out of it. And then you think, well, who were they influenced by? And then you go on, and then I discovered Jimi Hendrix through that. And that blew me away completely. And I mean, I'm pretty... I like a lot of music and a lot of different genres, and there's a lot of very obscure stuff. But I think growing up, a lot of it was fairly obvious. I was a big Hendrix fan. I was a massive Beatles fan, and a lot of the big hitters, really. And then you kind of go off in other paths. But I think growing up, yeah, Jimi Hendrix was the one for me that was, actually a friend of mine said to me the other day, he's better now than he was then, you know, and that's how I feel about it. It's just never got bored of it at all.
And that's how legacies work, I guess. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Likewise.
Thank you so much for your time and brilliant set.
Yeah, thank you.
So lovely. We're here in the studio, as I like to call it, backstage at Winterstorm 2023, and I'm with the wonderful Doogie White. Doogie, thanks for joining me.
You're very welcome. It's lovely to see you again.
It is, yeah. We spoke many times, and we met maybe 20 years ago when you came to the radio station I was working in as well up in Inverness. So yeah, it's good to see you again, Doogie. What I like about you is that you've been here for the whole weekend. I mean, you're performing on the Saturday, but you're here to see Michael Schenker and here on the Friday as well to see other guests and to see people that you've worked with many times over the years as well.
Yeah, I normally only go and see people who I know. I don't go to many gigs. My ears don't kind of take it anymore. But I haven't seen Michael or any of the guys in the band since just before COVID. So they were playing last night. So I spoke to the promoter here and he said, come on, man, go down, you know. And then, of course, Jem Davis, who's playing with Jim Kirkpatrick in FM. Him and I were in a band called The Night Blue together. Yep. We lived together for about 3 or 4 years, you know. And then, of course, I've only seen Deanna once, and it was one of these cruises that goes out. It sounds very nice going out from Sweden into the Black Sea. It was dark the whole bloody time, and it was just drunk people lying on the floors in the casinos and stuff. And I saw him then. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he's doing. And then it'll be FM. And then, of course, it's Uli. So I brought my earplugs. I suggest you do the same. Somebody asked me the other day, who's the loudest guitar player he ever played with? And it was Uli. It was God, unbelievable. And then tomorrow, Ty Kettle, I'm friends with Danny, you know, and I'll pop down and see whoever, you know. But it's a great festival. It's very jolly and it's well run and it's well organised. And whether you come as a punter or whether you come as a musician, it's just great fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because it's such a nice festival, especially to be in Scotland, and it's in an unusual location as well, Troon. It's not like it's Glasgow or Edinburgh. It's Troon. It's on the west coast. The sea is literally there. It's a wonderful little location, so it's nice, isn't it?
It's really good, you know, and we've been very lucky over the years with the weather. I mean, yesterday was a bit miserable. The last few, I've done this 4 or 5 times now, and just as a favour to Ian, you know, with Paul McManus and Chris Glenn and it's always been good fun, and it's always been good weather, because my God, it'll be miserable as hell if it wasn't the place having me here. You know, everybody looks the same. They all look like 1980s glam rock stars now, with their hair all sticking up.
Absolutely. So in terms of yourself then, you're doing a set. What do you comprise of? What are you going to be singing on yourself?
Well,
because you've been with so many bands and you've got such a catalogue, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, when I go out to Europe, I go out and I do solo shows a lot in places, you know, in Poland, in Bulgaria, in Italy. You know, never so much here in the UK. Go out there and I just pick songs from different places. I've been, you know, stick in a Rainbow. I'll stick in a Cornerstone. I'll stick in something from the album I did with Billy Lee Skank. Just do a selection of them. I'll pass song here, you know, and just build up, because what I think is that these people are coming to see me, right? It's my name for the first time ever that's on the billboard, so they're coming to see it. So I'm assuming that they know the song, so I don't overwhelm it with Rainbow songs. I don't overwhelm it with Schenker songs. I only do songs that I've actually written.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I do Ariel, which I didn't really write, but I sort of helped sort of put it together. But I was part of that. And then I always end the set with Temple of the King, this kind of version that that I started doing with a band called Demon's Eye from Germany. And it just sort of developed into this thing where we played it here, the first time we played it here. And Chris Glenn was like that. Temple of the King, rubbish. We'll never get away with this at the end of the night. And there was grown men crying. And Ian McCaig, the promoter, enjoyed it so much that he had a bench built out the front of the venue with some of the lyrics from Temple of the King. You know, so it's kind of I had nothing to do with the song, just messed around with it. The same way Joe Cocker messed around with a little help from my friends, really. And I've kind of made it my own, and it's just really become the festival's sort of tune. So we'll be doing that tomorrow as well. I'm quite excited about it, you know, getting old friends back together just to play and have a laugh.
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of what you're doing, we just had a chat there beforehand, and you're going back on the road, you're going back to Europe, you're a busy boy.
I took on too much work, to be honest. I've had to learn 48 songs this year.
Wow.
You know, now that might seem easy, but try learning 48 poems, right? And then remembering where the guitar solo comes in, and try to remember how, you know, is that a double verse? Is it, you know, it's that kind of thing. So that was too much. I mean, the gig wise, it's absolutely fine for me. I enjoy the work, but I'd just like to do it with one band. You know, this will be the fifth band I've worked with this year. I mean, it's crazy. So I'm going back out with Rowan Robertson, who was Dio's guitar player on Lock Up the Wolves, and so we're going to go out. We start in Lithuania on Wednesday. I fly out Tuesday, rehearsal at 3 o'clock in the morning, and again do two gigs in Lithuania, and then through the rest of Europe, you know, well, some of Europe, you know, and finish on the 20th of December in Greece. Wow. You know, so it's just in time for Christmas. So that's kind of what's going on there, And then I've got January off, and then I think it's Alcatraz in February, March.
Is that a new record?
No. It's just coming back around the UK. We were only here 6 months ago, 7 months ago. We're doing the UK, and then some European dates again. So it's always fun. I mean, it's a good band, and they're good songs. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Good stuff. And one last question. Because this is Legends and Legacies this weekend, Winterstorm, Legends and Legacies, a question on both. So Legends, you've obviously worked with some incredible, incredible musicians throughout your career. If you could handpick two or three, just pick it to two or three legends of the game you work with, could you pick
your... Well, I mean, it's, you know, guitar player-wise, it would be Richie, Michael and Yngwie. You know, all three very, very different styles of players, but all three masters of their craft. Richie tends to be, he's more cerebral about it, I think, which is why some nights he's absolutely brilliant and some nights he's just brilliant. because it's just, it's his mood, he does it emotionally. Michael is rehearsed to the ninth degree. Like, it's like AC/DC. Right, or it's like Maiden. It's just put together. That's just what we do. We don't go off on tangents. We don't go off in peace. And the same with Yngwie. I mean, Yngwie's an outrageous guitar player. Yeah. And he knows every note in the fretboard, and he knows the exact way to position them, the exact way to play them. So they would be the three guitar players, you know. And I've played with Ian Paice, and I've played with John Lord, and I've played with Roger Glover. You know, and again, masters. Played with Don Airey, sung with Tony Martin. You know, I've sung with Joe Lynn Turner. I've sung with Graham Bonnet. You know, it's been a wealthy career for working with great musicians. You know, and I feel very lucky and very blessed to have had the opportunity to do these things. You know, and then there's people under the radar that nobody knows of, you know, because they weren't in Black Sabbath, or they weren't in Deep Purple, or whatever. You know, some magnificent players. Alex Dixon was the guitar player in Midnight Blue, stunning player, you know. You know, Jem Davis, brilliant Hammond and keyboard player as well. with, you know, Phil Hillborn, Chick McSherry. I mean, there's loads of them, and it's all, and a lot of these guys that I play with when I go out, you know, down to Brazil or when I go to Argentina or whatever, just magical musicians, but they're stuck out there, you know. And only really Walter Giardino sort of broke out of that. I did an album with him. I went down to Argentina and did an album with him. And funny though, because Maiden were playing and Maradona was managing Argentina at the time, and they were playing Mexico in a South American Cup thing. And they got 35,000 people there and Maiden got 45,000. And everybody had a T-shirt on and everybody bought another one, you know, and it was just, it was brilliant. Shouldn't have drunk the night before, though. Oh, dear God.
Memories.
Oh yeah, it was great fun. It's great fun. And no, it's been an exciting career for a wee guy from Motherwell, you know, and I'm very happy. I'm happy that people still want to hear what I do and come and see me play, you know, and other musicians still want to work with me, which is really good. You know, I never wanted to be a band leader. I don't have that. My brain doesn't work that way. I'm a good second in command.
Yeah.
You know, if I need to be, but I don't. I never thought the idea of the Dougie White band. You know, I mean, it doesn't really work like that.
A name and lights.
You know, no. But what I do is when I go out, you know, and Deano does it. A lot of folk do it now. Blaze does it.
Yeah.
You know, you go out and so I've got White Noise, it's called, and it's the Italian chapter. Or the Argentine chapter, or whatever, you know, and just do it like that, you know. And we always put Dougie White, ex Rainbow, ex Malmsteen, ex Schenker. You know. But no, I've really enjoyed it, and I enjoy this festival, and it's a beautiful day, and I've been rambling.
And no, it's at all. Very nice stories. Honestly, I say this all the time. I just love to hear everyone's experiences, because you guys live the sort of stuff that we could only dream of. So yeah, thank you so much. And the last question, you've kind of touched on it there. I was going to mention legacy. I mean, what would you like your legacy to be remembered as if people are looking back on your career?
I'm living today, you know, when I'm gone, just, you know, I know what I've done. I know what I've achieved. I know that some of it's been successful and some of it's been very successful. You know, what people's opinions of me are, doesn't matter. Really, does it? You know, a lot of people like it, you know, and so that's good. That's a bit flippant though, isn't it? It's a bit flippant. No, but If I won't be remembered for anything, really, it's just, you know, I gave people a good time, you know, I showed them I put on a good show, sang well for them, hopefully they enjoyed it, you know, and they keep coming back, so I must be at the end of something, right?
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. Well, Dougie's been an absolute pleasure chatting with
you. Lovely, it's all to you as well, man. And good luck, well, see you. Is that stuck on?
No, it's embroidered, there, stitched.
Stuck on. Well, what is he again, man?
Indeed. You take care.
Thank you.
That is Winterstorm 2023 wrapped up in the bag. My voice is a little sore. It's been an amazing 3 days. It's been a long 3 days, if I'm being honest with you. I think the doors opened at 2 o'clock on Thursday. What day is it today? It's Sunday. I'm driving up the road on Sunday. So the doors opened at 2 o'clock on the Thursday. The first band were on within like half an hour, and it's non-stop music. It really is. The main stage, there's about half an hour between the acts on the main stage, but there's a session stage as well, where some smaller bands and maybe some of the members from the bigger bands go and do little sets and things like that. So it was music all the time if you wanted it. And if you weren't keen on some of the music, or you just wanted a break and give your ears a rest, then the hangout hall, or the hangout hall as they called it, at Winterstorm was fantastic. Everyone mingling in there, spoke to so many wonderful people that had travelled from all over. Sometimes people have been coming since 2016, sometimes first timers at the event, but everybody had nothing but praise for Winterstorm and the way it basically unfolded in front of us. It was just tremendous. The layout of the festival itself, I cannot praise highly. If I was going to plan a small festival, you'd probably plan it with that building in mind, because you basically walk in the doors, you show your tickets, your wristbands, whatever it is, and then the first door you see on your left is the hangout hall. That's got the cloakroom, it's got the bar, it's got the food place, and when you think of food at festivals, it's a small place, and they still delivered brilliant stuff. You've got your curries, your rices, your pies, your sandwiches, I think it was salads and pastas and everything, crisps, all that sort of stuff. There was also the merch bit there, and just off that room was where you went to the session stage, and in that room where a lot of the bands had just performed, they went in there just to have a little mingle with the fans as well, and it was good to see some of the people. I actually interviewed Timmy, the lead singer from German band The New Roses, in there. We stuck him up on the big deck chair. We sat there together. A lot of fun he was chatting on there. And it was nice to see the members of the bands just mixing and mingling. And it was a really, really cool place to hang out. Then the next room along was basically the main hall, the main stage, where you get to see everybody. And it was, there's hundreds of people in there. And there's a big bar that runs the long length of it as well. So there's no big queues. I know sometimes you've got festivals and you end up queuing for hours to get a drink or whatever. No queues at all. You basically walk across, you ask for what you want, and you get it. It's really quick. There was a huge, huge selection of beers as well, to be honest with you. Soft drinks as well, and other different things on there. Food and there is on that little bit of the side as well. And then you can go upstairs and watch from the balcony. And we did that many times, myself and Craig. Got some good footage. You get a great view of the stage. You get a great view of the floor below of everybody that mingled and mixed. So yeah, in terms of layout and facility, absolutely top draw. This town itself, Troon. I mean, again, I think I said it in the introduction all those days ago. Perhaps an odd location in paper. A very small town, right by the coast, literally on the sea, is the venue itself. You're 50 yards from the beach. Very unusual to be there in the end of November. It's called Winterstorm, and it's a brilliant name for it, to be honest with you, because especially the first day it was very stormy, very windy, very cold as well, as you'd expect in Scotland at the end of November. So anyway, all that kind of came together fantastically. The festival itself, the music, blown away. The first day, The New Roses, fantastic. Really enjoyed seeing them. Enjoyed seeing Romeo's Daughter as well. They were one of the first bands on. A band that, I'll be honest with you, it slipped me by for many years, but then when you start to hear some of the songs, you go, oh yeah, I remember that, and oh yeah, I remember that, and you look into them and you realise that Heart covered one of their songs, and Eddie Money had covered one of their songs as well. So a band with real pedigree, and they were on at, I think it was 1 o'clock or something like that, no, the doors opened at 2, so they were about 3 o'clock or something like that. So fantastic to see a band like that on so early. And then that night as well, Michael Schenker came on. Everybody was there to see Schenker. So many people looking forward to see the guitar maestro himself, and he certainly delivered. The next day for me, the highlight, Uli John Roth. He was stunning, absolutely incredible. First time I've got to see him live, certainly was not disappointed. The things he can make that guitar do, the sounds he was getting off that guitar was incredible, to be honest with you. I mean, noise I'd never heard before. There was one point when he did some really, really crazy stuff, and the sounds were just phenomenal. And then on the microphone afterwards, he said himself, he said, well, that was a bit excessive, wasn't it? And he got a big laugh and a big cheer. And then he said the last time he did that, he blew up his amp. So this time, he held the sustain for even longer to see what would happen. But yeah, absolutely fantastic. Loved watching Uli John Roth. Massive Wagons came on after him, and they're a kind of new band, I don't know, kind of pop punk, early 2000s, if that makes sense. That was the kind of vibe that I got from them. They were full of energy. They were a smashing band to watch. They were a great, entertaining group as well. I mean, the lead singer was just a fireball of energy. He was everywhere, up and down, and waving his head about and everything like that. So a group that were a lot of fun. Perhaps not the music I'm into. You kind of know I'm into classic rock. It wasn't that sort of staple, but nonetheless, very enjoyable indeed. And then came Saturday. Graham Bonnet came up and delivered. Doogie White, oh, I love Doogie. Hope you enjoyed that interview with him. Absolutely on top form he was. I saw him a few times over the festival. He stuck around for whole 3 days, and I saw him right at the end, and he waved us off and everything. Oh, top man. Nothing but praise for Doogie. One of the best acts on the Saturday, without a shadow of a doubt for me, Chantel McGregor. I'd never seen Chantel. I've seen her name. My uncle's a
music promoter himself. He puts on blues festivals and things like that. So I was aware of Chantel, but I'd never actually seen her live, and I was absolutely blown away by her. She was brilliant, utterly, utterly brilliant. Her main stage set was just a tour de force of guitar mastery. She was all over the fretboard. She could do anything she wanted with that guitar. It was absolutely top draw. There was elements of prog in there. There was very hard rock. There was some bluesy feels to it as well. And she was epic. And then at the same time, between songs, she was so down to earth. She's a Yorkshire girl. And instead of saying thank you like they do after songs, it was ta. And she was just chatting away. And oh, she was a lot of fun. She had the crowd in the palm of her hand. And her ability on the guitar is, well, it was incredible. As I said, it absolutely blew me away. She then went and performed on the session stage. I caught her for a couple of minutes. She did a great version, acoustic version of Rihanna by Fleetwood Mac, which was absolutely fantastic as well. So she was definitely one of my highlights from the weekend. As I said, plenty of stuff hopefully been going up on social media and on YouTube, although the Wi-Fi wasn't available, so we were trying to do stuff on 4G, so most of it's probably going to go up over the next few days when I get home and get everything downloaded and edited properly and put up for you. So please do check out VRP Rocks on the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well, or X or whatever it's called these days. And please do check out VRP Rocks on YouTube as well, of course. I'll be sticking up some videos as we go along on there as well. Thank you to everybody we met. Thank you to all the organisers. Fantastic. Mads and Mark, who we dealt with many times throughout the festival. They were fantastic. Linda as well, one of the volunteers, or stormtroopers as they were called. She was helping us backstage, letting us in and out and things like that. She was fantastic. So a big thank you to them. And a big thank you to everybody that went along to Winterstorm as well. It was a brilliant festival. It was a great atmosphere. Very much classic rock sort of audience. Everybody was there to enjoy every band. I mean, even there was a band called Ash and Reach that were on from Liverpool. I'm not familiar. They were one of those bands that liked to do the screaming and the growling, the roar. That, again, not my sort of stuff. But they managed to get a mosh pit going. The first band to get a mosh pit going on the Winterstorm stage, which was fantastic. So well done to those guys. And well done to, as I said, the audience for joining in with every kind of band that was there, whether it be prog or slightly bluesy or hard rock or AOR or whatever it was. Everybody got involved, and there was plenty of merch being bought, which is what I like to see, and plenty of band t-shirts around, and everyone having a good time, everyone enjoying themselves. I didn't see a single bad moment. I saw nothing going on that shouldn't have gone on. So it was just an absolutely fantastic event, a fantastic festival, and I hope myself will be there next year, and Craig as well. Yeah, Craig's wanting to go next year. He had a fantastic time too. So big thank you to everybody, and to Craig, of course, who came and produced and filmed and all that sort of stuff. You can see his brilliant work on YouTube and social media too. Well, anyway, I've rambled on an awful lot because I'm kind of driving and Craig's sticking this microphone in my face. I hope it's made sense. I hope you enjoyed this special episode, this live from Winterstorm 2023. And I've really enjoyed it. I'm hoping to go and do some more festivals as well. I'll definitely be back to Winterstorm 2023 or 2024 when it comes around at the last November weekend next year. So all in all, yeah. Anyway, I'll be back on next Monday bringing you another fantastic interview. I've got so many brilliant interviews lined up for you. In fact, I've got enough to take me into January already. I'm struggling to get them all out. So please do, if this is your first time listening, make sure to subscribe to VRP Rocks on whatever podcast app that you're using, because I bring out fantastic interviews every single week with classic rock legends. So many brilliant names. A lot of people that have been at this festival I've interviewed in the past before, and you can hear all their musical career history, life story sort of things if you scroll back through the catalogue. Anyway, that's enough for me. I'll be back same time next week. Until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.